All right, let's learn. We're learning over here. Parshas Hazinu. It's a very hard parsha. Parshas Hazinu, Hazinu, Hashemayim, Vadaber, Vesis Shmaritz, and Refi. Okay, the Shemayim should listen. Let the Shemayim listen, and I will speak. Vesis Shmaritz, and let the earth hear the Imrei Refi, the words of my mouth. Rashi, Hazinu, Hashemayim, Shani, Masre, Bohem, Li, Yisrael. May the Shemayim listen. That I'm warning, I'm issuing a harsh warning to the Jewish people. V'tiyu atem edim adavar, and the Shemaim and the Orich be witnesses, badavar shekach amarti lochem shatem tiyu edim. The Shemaim and the Orich be witnesses that I told, and they shall v'tiyu atem edim, badavar shekach amarti lochem, this is what I said to them, shatem tiyu edim. The Shemaim and the Orich are witnesses to about what I'm about to say. V'chein v'sishma haaretz. And likewise, when it says v'sishma haaretz, that's all part of the warning that the Shemaim and the Eretz are to bear testimony. V'lama heid bohem Shemaim v'aretz. Why did Moshe select the Shemaim v'aretz? Omer Moshe, ani bos v'adam. L'mach rani meis. I will die. Im yemru yisho loy kibalnu aleinu habris. Mi bo umach chisham. Who will come and will contradict their words? V'fichach heid bohem Shemaim v'aretz. Hashem went and made them as witnesses. Edim shem kayamim la'olam. The Shemayim and the Oretz are witnesses which exist forever. Number two, v'oyit she'im yisku b'yavo ha'edim v'yitnu s'chodam. Number two, in the event that they are true to the word, they will, the Shemayim and the Oretz themselves will provide the reward. Okay, the Shemaim and the Aretz themselves will provide the reward. For example, Hagefen Titin Piria, the Gefen will give its fruit, the Aretz Titin Yivulo produces give forth its produce, the Shemaim Yitnu Tilam, and the Shemaim will give forth the tal. V'yim Yischaivu, if Chas Vashon are guilty, Tiye Bohem Yad Ha'edim Techila, the Shemaim and the Aretz will be the ones that will punish. The Otsar, as it says in the Pasuk, the Otsar is Hashemayim v'lo yim otar, v'adam v'lo sitines yivula. The achar kach, v'avadetem mehira, and then Hashem will come forward, al yidehu umayis to the nation. So therefore, the Shemayim Rashi here is telling us over here two different reasons why over here in the Pshat and the Pasuk, hazinu hashemayim v'adaber, there are two different approaches. Number one is the Shemayim and the Oretz are going to be witnesses because they are going to exist forever. And number two, in the event that Klal Yisrael, they keep their part of the deal, the Shemaim and the Aretz will provide reward. And in the event that Shemaim Klal Yisrael does not fulfill their mission, the Shemaim and the Aretz will be the first ones to punish. It's a Pella, because the Shemaim and the Aretz have no power. If you have regular witnesses, think about it. If you have witnesses, the witnesses have no power to give reward and punishment. A witness is just a witness. It's none of your business. You don't go punish. If a person's a witness, think about it. If a person's a witness in a crime, the witness has no power to punish. It's only after the Beis Din paskins guilty, then the Shemaim and the Aretz, they come forward to Yad Ha'edim Tiye Bo Barishayna. But originally, the witnesses are powerless and reward. Where do you ever find witnesses ever in halacha? Witnesses coming forward to give reward to a person that promises to do something. So this is very unique in Rashi's idea, how he explains his pasuk, providing us two different reasons why Moshe over here is addressing the Shemayim and the Aretz. The Targum, Atzisu. The word Atzisu is a very good word. Where does the word Atzisu come from? Where do we find the word? Where do we have this word? Lotzayes Dina. When a person does not listen to the Beis Din, when a person was summoned to come to court and he disobeys, he does not show up to a Din Torah, the Beis Din sends him a second hazmana, a second invitation to come to court. If he ignores, they send him a third. Even today, if a person goes to a Beis Din, and let's say there's a complaint against the person. Reuven has a complaint that Shimon stole from him $1 million. So the halacha is, even today in the 21st century, you are required to first go to a Beis Din before you go to a court, a secular court. And Reuven goes to the Beis Din. Even today, there are Bati Dinim all over the place. And you present your argument. Beis Din immediately says, we cannot just listen to one side of the argument. You have presented circumstantial evidence, which appears to be very powerful. There is something to what you're saying. It's enough for us to hear what the other person has to say. We want to hear the other side of the story. And Bezdin sends an official letter to the litigant, to the defendant. And if he refuses to show up, they send a second letter. I think the third time they have to actually go down in person. They have to appoint an agent to go down to the person in person and to present him with the letter and say, Bezdin has demanded that you appear before them to discuss this matter. If the person, after three times, refuses to come to court, I assume they give him an amount of time, then they write a document that's called Lo Tzoyes Dina. That's what this document is called, and unfortunately there are plenty of them out there. Lo Tzoyes Dina. This individual does not listen to the din. He does not listen to the court. He has not come to court. So that word, to listen, tsoyes, is the same word that the Targum is using here as his opening word in Parshas Hazinu. Ha'azinu ha'shamayim atzisu. Listen. Shamayim va'amalel, and I will speak. V'sishma ara, the earth will hear. Memre pumi, the words of my mouth. Okay, let's go to the second pasuk. Pasuk base. Ya'aroif kamotar l'khina. Moshe here is making a request. And he says, may it. Now, we customarily translate the word ya'aroif to mean drip. And probably, if you have an art scroll translation, it probably says the word drip. Ya'aroif, may it drip. Kamotar, like rain. L'khi, my teaching. Lekach is a teaching. Tizal, may it flow. Katal, like do, im rosi, my words. Kisirim ale deshe. Now, what does it mean, kisirim? Kisirim seemingly means wind. A wind that blows upon deshe. Deshe is grain. Vichir vivim, and light rain ale esef. Let's see Rashi for more precision. It's a very hard parasha. Parashas Hazinu is a very mystical parasha. Pasuk Beis, Yarov Kamato Lechi, Zohi Hoedos. This is a testimony, Shetoidu Shani Oimer Bifnechem, that you shall testify, that I say before them, Torah Shenosati Li Yisrael, Shechayim Le'olam, Torah, which I have given to the Jewish people. Now, I guess over here Hashem is speaking. Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu over here is speaking to Klal Yisrael in the name of Hashem. And these are the words really of Hashem. This is the testimony. These are the words that you shall testify that I say before them. Torah shenasati liyisrael shichayim le'olam. Torah that I've given to the Jewish people is like life to the world. Kamotar hazeh, it's compared to rain. Shehu chayim le'olam. Kaasher ye'arpoi hashamayim, just like the heaven drips. So he's over here we're saying the heaven drips, hashamayim, tal umatar, the heaven drips with tal umatar. Now, so Rashi is going back. Rashi first, he starts with matar, and then he goes to shamayim, he goes to tal, like the heavens drip with tal umatar. The word yaroif, l'shoin yatif. The word matar, yaroif means to drip, v'chein ye'arfun deshen. It means to drip with deshen fatness. Ya'ar futal, drip with dew. Tizal katal, it shall flow like dew. Shehakol smechem boy, everyone is happy. Lefi shamotor yesh boy atzavim. Libriyo, sometimes rain brings sadness. Sefodim acherim, yesh atzavim bo. Same idea, there are some people who are sad when it rains. For example, kemoy holchei drachim, people that are traveling, a person who has a pit full of yayin, and now it rains and it floods, and water gets into the pit, it dilutes the potency of the yayin. So it says here that the word tizal, so Rashi is not really explaining what he means, but it seems over here that Rashi starts off by saying, may it drip like rain, my teaching. Tizal katal imrasi, may it flow like dew. And when it comes to dew, there is an added dimension that is joy. Shakol smich, that implies that rain, Rashi says, not everyone is happy with rain. But rain is an absolute necessity. Okay, and he says there are two people that are not happy with rain. People who travel, and the person that's boris filled with yayin. Why did Rashi give these two examples? There must be something symbolic in these two examples. I do not know at this moment. Let's go further. Kisirim. What is the word kisirim? L'shon ruach sar, storm. In other words, we have to interchange the sin with a samach. A so'ir means a storm. Kitargumai. Kiruche mitra, wind, rain that comes with rain. Ma haruchos halolu machazikim es ha'asavim u'begadlin oisam af divrei Torah megadlin es loim dehen. So everything in this passage, according to Rashi, is being used to compare it to Torah. Torah is like rain. It's life. Torah is like dew. It brings joy. Torah is like a wind. A wind that blows on the grass is what gives the grass its power. I guess the blowing of the wind causes the grass to grow. It causes the grass to be strengthened. It brings growth. V'chir vivim. What does that word mean? Tipei matar, drops of rain. V'dir li al shem sheyoyre kecheitz nikra reviv. Why is it called revivim? Where does rain come to reviv? It shoots like an arrow. That's why it's called Revim Kmo Dar Omar Roive Kashos, an archer. An archer is called Roive Kashos. So we take the word Roive and we're borrowing that word and we're applying it to rain. Rain, it shoots out like an arrow. Deshe, he has here a French word. Atifas Aretz Mechus said the word Deshe means the covering of the earth. Deshe means the cover. Grass is, the word Deshe does not literally mean grass. Literally it means a covering. Atifas ha'aretz mechusa bayerek. The earth is covered in vegetables. Esef, kelach echad, one stalk, kari esef, v'chon min u'min le'atzvoy, kari esef. So Rashi is like a dictionary. Rashi is giving us a lot of precision of the word. This really goes back to the beginning of Bereishis. In esef, the min, the species is called an esef, and each individual stalk Esef, kelach echad korui Esef, v'chol min u'min li atzmoy korui Esef. So both. The word Esef, Rashi explains, is being used two ways. It means number one, every single stalk there, and the entire species is also called a kelach. So let's review the pasuk inside now with mind, keeping in mind everything that Rashi has taught us. This will be important when we come to the Targum. The pasuk is Yaroif, kamato lichi may it drip. The word lichi means a lekach. A lekach means a teaching. May it drip like rain, my teaching. What does that mean according to Rashi? What's the mashal? Is just like rain is a source of life, so too Torah lekach is the lekach, ki lekach toiv nasati lochem, Torah si al tazovu, Torah is lekach, Torah shows just like rain, which is the source of life. Tizal katal imrasi, my words shall flow like dew. The metaphor is, just like Tal is something which everyone has joy from, my Torah should bring joy to everyone. Kisirim ale deshe, Torah is like a wind. Kisirim, we make believe there is a samach instead of a sin. And just like a wind blows upon the grass, it causes the grass to grow and to be strong and develop, so too my Torah shall be like a wind which blows upon the deshe. Deshe means the covering of the earth, which are the vegetables. V'chir vivim. And my Torah is like drops of rain. In the beginning of the pasuk, it says Yarav kamotar. There it did not mention drop. It should drip like rain. Here it says it shall be like kir vivim, which means drops of rain which shoot down like an arrow. I guess that means with precision. An arrow, when you shoot an arrow, the goal of an arrow is to shoot with precision. Archers, the koyach of an archer was to be able to shoot an arrow a far, far distance and hit its target. That was the chokhmah, a sniper. Okay, the ancient snipers expressed themselves by shooting arrows. They had special arrows, special bows, special skill, special strings they would use on their bows in order to launch an arrow, and it should reach with incredible precision their target, way before laser-guided missiles were cowards. These people from ancient times that specialized in archery would see what we have today. They would laugh their head off. They would say, "You're cowards. You people, you sit in Arizona in a bunker and you press a button and 3,000 miles away, a glider, a drone, releases a laser-guided missile and hits the target with incredible precision and no collateral damage. Very nice. Very nice. It's a lot of technology. A lot of brains went into putting this together, but that's not called skill. That's not skill. That's cowardice. To sit in a bunker in Arizona and press a few buttons, that's not a skill. That's not a gross chachma. The chachma is to be able to go out into war and to be able to launch a bow with incredible precision to hit its target. That's called skill. And it would appear that that's the meaning here, that the rain that comes down upon the grass is sent down to this world with incredible precision. Okay, now let's see the Targum on this. Pasuk Bet is a very important Targum. Targum right away disagrees with Rashi. And he says the word Yarif does not mean it should drip, but rather the word Yarif means it should be sweet. It's an unbelievable Targum. Yifsam kimitra ulfani. May my teaching, ulfani ulpan, may my lesson, may my teaching be yivsam. Yivsam means sweet. Now, how did the Targum translate the word yarif sweet when we translated the word yarif to mean drip? How do you go from drip to being sweet? So the answer is the pay and the letter bays are interchangeable. This is very common. I'll give you an example. Barzel. Barzel means iron, but the way it's spelled in Aramaic is parzel with a pay. The letter pay and the letter bays are interchanged many times. For I'll give you an interesting example. If you look in the Sefer Torah, in a regular letter pay, not the end pay, in a regular letter pay, the invisible white area inside the letter pay is the letter bays. If you look at the Sefer Torah, in the pay, the invisible part of the letter pay is a letter bays. And there's a whole discussion about the letter bays. The Seferim used to write the letter pay back in the day a little bit differently. And along came the Mishnah Berurah, and he insisted that they're not, the Seferim of his day are not writing the letter pay in the Sefer Torah correctly. Because the way they're writing the letter pay, he called it an ois shavur, because they're not bringing out the bays in a correct way that fits all of the rules. So the Mishnah Berurah, he went and he advocated, he promoted a certain unique way to write the letter pay, which has been universally accepted. One of the most influential people in the laws of Safras is the Chafetz Chaim. People don't know all his contributions to Klal Yisrael. Everyone knows the Chafetz Chaim only for Hilchos Lashon Hara. Okay, today everyone knows him for Mishnah Berurah. In the Ber Halacha, you have every lamdish svara the world has ever seen. He packed into the Ber Halacha and the Mishnah Berurah. The bottom line is the Mishnah Berurah. That became the gold standard in Halacha today. But in the Ber Halacha, the side of the Mishnah Berurah, he packed in the lamdish, the reason, but the logic behind his rulings. And he has there every Talmudic svara that ever was said. You'll find every Reb Chaim, every Shtikl Torah, the essence of every Shtikl Torah you'll find in the words of the Ber Halacha. In addition to that, what else did the Mishnah Berurah do? He revolutionized the laws, the writing of Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos in his parish in the Shulchan Aruch. On the Mishnah Berurah, but he wrote in the back of the Mishnah Berurah kuntres called Mishnah Seferim, how exactly each letter should be written, with all of the laws, and there the letter pay, he very clearly says the letter pay, the way it's written in his day was not correct, it should be written a little differently, and basically inside the letter pei should be the letter beis. Now that said, now you understand what it means over here. The Targum Ya'arayf means ye'arayf. The word ya'arayf, make believe the pei is a beis. If the pei becomes a beis, then the pronunciation is ye'arayf. Sweetness. Okay, so it should be my teaching should be sweet like mutter. Tizal katal imrasi, Targum says it should be accepted. Not to flow, but to kabel, it should be accepted. So look at the Targum. Yifsam kimitra ulfani, may the rain be, my teaching be sweet like rain. Yiskabal ketala memri, it should be accepted like tal. Now, I'm not sure what it means, yiskabal. I'm not sure what he means by that. Acceptance does not say flow like tal, my teaching. Kiruchei mitra, like the wind that comes after the rain. Now, kisirim, the noshvan, which blows, al diso. Okay, so you have over here the Targum adds in quite a number of words, like Rashi. The word kisirim, he translates as a wind, but not just an ordinary wind, a wind that comes after it rains. In fact, the Gemara says that the most beneficial wind is the wind that comes after it rains. If it rains and there's no wind after the rain, it's a waste, like a sun shower. Every once in a while, it's very hot, there's a sun shower, or there's a lot of humidity, and the heavens open up and it gushes. If there's no wind that follows rain, Chazal say the benefit of the rain is very short-lived. I don't know what the meteorologists say about this. They study this. They know a lot about this. They study this the whole day, and they predict. They try to predict, but there's something to a wind which follows rain, and that's what the Targum comes to add inside. Because if you just look at the word kisidim, it doesn't say that. He says kiruchei mitra, the noshin which blows al on this a upon the grass, the chirsise malkosha. Now the chirsise means drops. So that's the same thing as what Rashi says. This word means drops same thing, resise laila. Okay, it means drops of rain on malkosha. Now here we have a perish in Rashi, in the Targum, the malkosha, the al is spot on grass. Now he adds another word called malkosh. The chir vivim, the chirsise malkosha, the al isba. Isba means grass, but he adds in the word malkosh. Okay, this is rain. He adds in the word, I'm sorry, chirsise is not drops. I take that back. The word vichirsise is rain. It means rain. Okay, so in other words, it's not like Rashi. Rashi, when he said the word v'chir vivim, if you look at Rashi very carefully, Rashi translated the word v'chir vivim tipe matar, drops of rain. Why did Rashi translate the word v'chir vivim as drops of rain, not ordinary rain? Because Rashi already said rain in the beginning of the pasuk, ya'arayf kamatar likhi. And there Rashi translated the word matar to mean to drip. Okay, there Rashi already translated Yaroif, it should drip kamotar rain, regular rain, likely my teaching. So since Rashi there already explained the dropping of rain, it would be repetitious for the pasuk at the end to say v'chir vivim alei esav, because we already described rain. It must then be that v'chir vivim refers to a different type of rain, namely drops of rain. But according to the Targum, we never yet focused on rain. All we mentioned before in the pasuk was the metaphor that it should be sweet like rain, not the falling and the dropping of rain. Therefore, the Targum did not need to say at the end of the pasuk that the Vechir Vivim means drops, but rather it means actual rain. Rain, Alei Esef, regular rain which comes upon grass. Okay, so this is the Targum. The Chidushim of the Targum versus Rashi are Ya'aroif is Ye'orev, sweetness. And when it says, and Tizal does not mean to flow, but it means to be accepted. To be accepted. I don't know how we go from the word Tizal to the word Yiskabal. He doesn't explain that over here. Kisirim Aledesh is just like Rashi, it is a wind, but it's a wind that comes after rain. And Vechir Vivim means rain. Rain that comes down upon grass. Pasagimel. Pasagimel is a very famous pasuk. Yishem Hashem Ekra. When Hashem's name is called, Havu. Havu means give, ascribe. Godel, greatness, Leilokeinu. Rashi, Yishem Hashem Ekra. Hare ki, meshamish, beloshon ka'asher. The word ki can mean many things in different places in Tanakh. In this context, it means when. Kemo, ki savo, when you arrive el haretz. Kishe'ekra v'askir shem Hashem. And the pasuk here means when I call out and I mention Hashem's name, atem you, havu, ascribe, godel, greatness, leilokeinu, ubarchu shemo, and bless Hashem. Mikan amru, from here we learn, she'oinin, we answer, baruch shem, kivoid malchuso, achar, barucha, shebemikdash. This pasuk, according to that, there are many. This is Gemara Masechet Tainis. There are different teachings that we learn from this pasuk. But according to Rashi, the one that Rashi earlier is citing is this pasuk. We learn that when in the Beis Hamikdash, when a bracha was made, when someone made a bracha, the response was not amen, like we say today, Kel Melech Neman, but it was a more elaborate response, Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchuso Liolam Voed. How do we know that? We know that from this pasuk, Yishem Hashem Ekra, when Hashem's name is called, Havu, Godel, greatness, ascribe greatness, Leilokeinu. You have to ask yourself, how does Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchusoy Li'olam Voed fit into the words Havu Godel, ascribe greatness? And this is important because it's very relevant for us now in Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is all about Malchios. We declare Hashem as the Melech, and we're learning over here from this pasuk that Havu Godel is a command to acknowledge Hashem's Malchus, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchusov, His kingdom Le'olam. I don't know the connection. Let's see the Targum pasuk Gimel, Arei Bishma Da Hashem. Now here the Unkelis says something completely different than Rashi. Arei. Arei means behold. Ki means behold, not when. First thing, Uncle is coming to the tree with Rashi. Rashi said ki means when. Uncle is clearly disagrees. It means Arei means like behold. Bishmo da Hashem ano matzle. I pray in the name of Hashem. Havu revusa, to give greatness kodom elokano, before Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu over here is praying. Kishem Hashem Ekra. Behold, Arei, I'm calling on Hashem's name, and I'm asking that greatness be granted before Hashem. Now, what does this mean exactly? What is going on over here? So over here in the Perush, he has some very fascinating ideas. And he says that Moshe Rabbeinu here in Pasuk Gimel is coming to explain that everything that he said in Pasuk Aleph and Beis is not a statement, but rather it's a prayer. He's praying that my words should penetrate. I guess it's going back on the entire Chumash Devarim and going forward in what we're going to read in this parasha. Moshe is praying that the words that I have said, halavai, they penetrate your heart. It's not enough just for a Rebbe to teach. It's a very powerful limud in this pasuk. It's a very good a very good drasha, chomer l'drush, for a rebbe, for a teaching seminar. It's not enough for a rebbe to teach the children, to teach his talmidim. The rebbe has to be mispalel to Hashem that the talmidim should hear what he says, that his words, his lesson should penetrate. Arei b'shmoda Hashem ana matzle. Rashi adds in the word matzle, which means to pray. Rashi here is taking the word ekra, to call out. He's translating this word as a tefillah, and he's stating, I'm praying in the name of Hashem. Havu revusa kodam elokana. That greatness be granted to Hashem, before Hashem. Now let me read you here. You don't have this in front of you, but I have over here on the bottom of the parish over here in the Sefer. It says here as follows. Kosav Bitur. Okay, the Tur wrote a Sefer on the Torah. It's a famous Sefer. The Tur ala Torah. In addition to writing the Shulchan Aruch, in addition to writing the Tur, which was the Chomer for the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef wrote his commentary on the Tur. And then he summarized everything that he said by writing the Shulchan Aruch. So the Tur, in addition to writing the whole halacha in the four Turim, he wrote a parish on Chumash. And he writes over here, these are his words, Hispalel Moshe Sheyihiyu Devarav Kitalu Matar. His words should be like Tal and Matar. Shelo Yashuvu Reikom. They should not come back empty-handed. Whenever it rains, we know rain causes the earth to grow. If you put a seed in the ground and you cover it with earth, nothing happens. When it rains, you come back the next day, look at that. It took root. Something happened. Rain causes seeds to grow. And just like the rain causes the seeds to grow, Moshe was mispalel, my words should be like rain. So that when you listen to what I say, it should sprout in your heart the words of Musar and my message, and it should have an effect upon you. This was his tefillah. Hispal Moshe Shayu Dvarav Kital Mata Shalo Yashuv Reikam. Like it says, we have Kiim Hirvo Esaretz. Like we have in Yeshaya. Kiim Hirvo Esaretz V'Holi Da V'Hitz Micha. That when it rains, it causes the earth to sprout. V'Atam Shayasu Dvarav Belibos Hashemim Kimasa Geshem Aretz L'Holida U'Lahatz Micha. Okay, so this is his perush. This is what he's trying to say. He's praying to Hashem that my words should be like rain. All this whole analogy of rain and wind and revivim that cause the earth to grow, so too my words should have an effect upon the listeners, and they should grow in Torah and Yiras Shamayim, and this will be for you, Hashem. Havu, it will come forth in the hearts of man, Godel, greatness, the greatness being the acknowledgement of Hashem, Leilokeinu, to our God. Okay, so that's Rashi and Nicholas. A lot of chidushim today. A lot of chidushim. Ekra is a prayer. Rashi's chidush, Boruch Shem, Kvar Malchuso, Li'olam Vo'ed, and the Targum's perush, Aki means, doesn't mean when, it means behold. Shem Hashem Ekra, I'm praying to Hashem that my word should be like rain, and thus it will result in a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Pasik Dalet is a frightening Pasik because it describes Hashem's perfection. Pasik Dalet is Atzur Tamim Palo. This is the Pasik that we say by Rachman Hashem, by Leilein, by a person who dies, when a person leaves this world. When a person leaves this world, He says Tzidik Adin. The cemetery, they say Tzidik Adin, and Tzidik Adin is a collection of psukim where we mention that Kadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. We have no complaints against Hashem why a person left this world. And we say the words Atzur, the rock, Hashem, Tamim Pa'alo, perfect are his actions. Ki chol derechav mishpat, all of his ways are perfect. Kel emunah ve'in avil, Hashem is a God of faith. And there is no avil, there is no wrongdoing in Hashem's ways. Tzadik v'yashar hu. Okay, there are a lot of words. There are a lot of words here in this pasuk. Many, many words in this pasuk. And okay, there are many words in this pasuk. Let's see what Rashi says. Pasuk Dalet. Hatsur tamim palo afal pi shehu chazak kishemevi put on us al oivrei ritzayna. Even though Hashem is very strong when He punishes, loy b'shetef hu mevi. Hashem does not just bring punishment b'shetef in a flood, a torrent. Ki im bedin ki tamim palo. When Hashem brings punishment, Hashem doesn't just punish indiscriminately. Hashem is very careful how He punishes. He's perfect. Kelemuna, He's a God of faithful shalim latzadikim tzidkasim lo'olam haba, to give their reward to the tzadikim in the next world. The afal pi shemeacheres tagtigmulam, even though Hashem delays their reward, soifay la'amein es devarav, at the end He will be true to His words. Ve'ein avel af l'rasha'im meshalim socher tzidkasim lo'olam hazeh, it's not wrong by giving them reward in this world. Tzadik v'yashar hu, akol matzdikim aleim es adin, everyone is matzik adin v'chach roi v'yashar lohem, it's fitting. Tzadik mipi abriyos, he is tzadik mipi abriyos v'yashar hu v'roi l'hatzdik, he's yashar, it's fitting to, and Hashem is fitting that he should be praised as being correct. So let's review. Rashi over here says a mouthful. And this Rashi, again, the pasuk over here is Tzur Tamim Paolo. Hatzur means Hashem, he's called the Tzur, which means Hashem is very harsh. When Hashem punishes, it appears to the average person, Hashem is extremely harsh. Yet, we acknowledge Tamim Pa'alo. He's not really being harsh. He's extremely accurate. And there's no collateral damage. Every person gets exactly what it's supposed to get. Ki chol derechav mishpat, all of his ways are mishpat. Really, what about the tzaddikim? The tzaddikim have left this world just like everyone else, and we don't see the tzaddikim being rewarded for their good deeds. Correct? Kel emuna. You have to have faith. When a tzaddik leaves this world and we don't see how he had it any better in this world, had any more nachas in this world than the average person, even though he went out of his way to be righteous, the pasuk is telling us, kel emunah, you have to have faith that Hashem will reward the tzaddikim in the next world, ve'ein avel. And when we study wicked people have a good life, the ganavim, the balei taiva, rishoyim, and look, they have nachas, they have money, they have no daigos, they cause so many people pain, and we don't find anything happening to them. In fact, they have a very good life. V'ein ovel. It is a duty of man to acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not incorrect. We don't understand. Tzadik v'yashar hu, both the tzadikim and the rishoyim will ultimately say to Hashem, you are correct. The tzaddikim, when they will receive the reward in the reward in the next world, they will declare Kadosh Baruch Hu is a tzaddik. And the rishayim, when they will receive their punishment in the next world and acknowledge that all of the good they had in this world was just a pay up for their good deeds, they will say, "Habar Hashem is tzaddik v'yashar hu, and his ways are yashar." It's a very powerful pasuk, and Rashi is eating over here a lot of interpretation flavor into translating the pasuk. Now let's see the targum. Targum pasuk dalet. Takifa the Shulman Ovadohi, Hashem is Takif. Hashem is very powerful. The Shulman Ovadohi Arekol Orchosei. Wait, Takifa, period. I'm a little bit confused here. Give me one moment. Let me see how he translates it in the parish. Hashem is strong. Okay, that's Takifin. The Shulman Hashem's words. This is his translation for the word tamim. Hashem is a takif. He's a tsur. Tsur doesn't just mean a rack. Tsur means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is harsh. When we observe Hashem's ways, we observe harshness. And the word tamim means, as Rashi will explain, but he's over the uncle is bringing out a little bit more, is tamim means Hashem's system of reward and punishment. Every person gets what they're supposed to get. When you use the word tamim, the word tamim can mean many, many things. Wholesome. You say by Avraham Avinu, Hisalech lefanai veyei tamim. What does that mean? Walk before me and be complete. What does that mean? I don't know what it means. Be wholesome. I want you to be a sholem. And the way you're going to be complete is by accepting upon yourself El Malchus Shemayim, accepting upon yourself Bris Milah, accepting Eretz Yisrael. I'm not sure what it means in that context, but it does not appear to mean the same thing in this context. In this context, when it says V'yesamim, it by Hashem, according to Rashi and Unkelis, it means the same thing. We are focusing specifically on Hashem's system, method of reward and punishment. The way, the method, the timing of how Hashem rewards and punishes man is perfect. We may not understand it, but it is perfect. And the Pasuk continues to elaborate about this system. That's the topic of this Pasuk. He is takifa. He is harsh. See, by the goyim, that's not really the way they use this pasuk. The goyim, even by us, we like to say Hashem is my rock. What does that mean? He's my rock. It's an expression. He's my rock. Hashem tsuri the goali. We say that Hashem is my rock and he's my redeemer. A rock basically means doesn't budge. Okay, rock is very very large and heavy. It's firm. It doesn't move. He's always there. We use the word tsuri to mean he's a permanent fixture in our life. He's strong. He is present. That's the connotation that when we say about someone, they're my rock. But it does not appear to be the way we're using the word rock, hatsur, in this context. In this context, we're saying tsur to mean harshness. That when a Kadosh Baruch Hu he punishes, it's very dangerous to get in his way, because his punishment to mankind, to whip them into shape, is very harsh, and that would immediately lead a person to believe that Hashem is not fair. It's too much. Your harshness, when Hashem comes down hard and brings upon this world Chorban, we can make a mistake and think that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not din. It's gone overboard. Hashem has exceeded what is correct. No. We then make it very clear that although Hashem appears to be extremely harsh and critical, yet it is tamim. It's perfect. That's a very profound idea. It's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is harsh. His harshness is tamim. That's what Rashi says, and that's what the Targum says. Takifa. The Sholmin, he is powerful, but yet his harshness is complete. Then it goes on to say, Ova Dohi, Are Kol Orchosei, his Kichol Durachav Mishpat Deina. That's the translation of the words, Kichol Durachav Mishpat. Ova Dohi, his ways of judging upon all of Arekol or Chosei Dina is done with Mishpat. That's Din. Over here on the bottom, let me just see over here what he says over here. He explains this. He doesn't really explain, believe it or not. Okay. And then he goes on to say, back to the Targum, Eloka Mehemna. Hashem is a God of faith. Demin kodemohi avla lo nafek. Before Hashem, avla, wrongdoing does not go forth. Min kodem de zakai v'kashithu. Before the zakai, and the kashit means yashar hu. Now, what does it mean over here? According to Rashi, if we take a step back, Rashi says tzaddik is everyone, all of mankind will at the end of time acknowledge that Hashem is a tzaddik. The one that's saying the word tzaddik is mankind. If you go back to Rashi, tzaddik v'yashar hu hakol matzdikim aleihem es dinai. Everyone will eventually come around to acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways are righteous. V'kach roi v'yoshar lohem. And the word yoshar refers to yourself. So according to Rashi, it's a very complex expression. Tzaddik, the word tzaddik is being said by mankind. Mankind will speak up and will say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are a tzaddik. V'yoshar, what we have received, what has come upon us is yoshar. Targum, though, is a little bit different. The Targum says that the word tzaddik is not something, he makes it very clear, deloy karashi, sheperishu ala buyos, v'hu dar b'fnei atzmai, v'nekosh l'resh l'kua, v'ayim mashkos l'el. He learns over here, the Targum, that it's a reference to Hashem. Okay, the Targum says here, min kodom, lo nofik min kodom, the zakai v'kashetu. Hashem is the tzaddik, and Hashem is yoshar. So we have a machlokes between Rashi and Unkelis as to who is the subject of the word tzaddik. According to Rashi, tzaddik is a word that will come forth from man. Man will declare and say to Hashem, Hashem, you are a tzaddik. According to Unkelis, man is not saying nothing. The one that's saying this is Moshe. Moshe is saying, watch out. Hashem is a tzaddik. Hashem is a tzaddik and Hashem is yashar. I don't need you to give Hashem a haskama. When Hashem wrote the Sefer Torah, think about it. When you write a Sefer, you have haskamas. And Meir, he's writing a Sefer, all the Chidush of Meir, the hardest thing that Meir is going to have to do before he publishes the Sefer, he's going to have to go to get a Haskama. Because today, you know, they're not going to want to publish the book until you get a Haskama. So he's going to go to this rabbi, and they're going to say, Meir, it's a very nice book, but I'm not giving you a Haskama.
No, then he'll go... All the old guys who died already, right there, Haskama.
You're going to go to all the Gedolim and all going to read your Sefer. They're going to say, it's very nice, but we're not giving you a Haskama on your book. You have to get a Haskama on your Sefer. Like, you don't have to do whatever you want, but I'm just saying there's a tradition, for whatever reason, that people get a Haskama. So today, if you don't have a Haskama, if you're in the yeshiva world, in the more modern world, who could care less? You don't need to get a Haskama. But in the yeshiva world, it's a given. You have to get a haskama when you write a sefer, a serious sefer. You know, people, you should be accepted. Think about it. The Ribbono Shel Olam wrote a book called Chamishei Chumshei Torah. Last I've checked, when you write a sefer Torah, you have to have a lot of parchment, before the sefer Torah begins. Enough parchment you can wrap the whole sefer Torah around. And guess what? It's blank. Why is it blank? No one gave a haskama. The blank part before Bereishis, the lot of parchment. You went to Achnas Sefer Torah yesterday, you saw there's a lot of parchment, you know, there at the end. At the beginning of the Sefer, a lot of empty parchment. That's where all the Haskamas are supposed to go. And yet the Ribbono Shel Olam did not get any Haskamas. He doesn't need anyone to give him a Haskama on his book, on his Sefer Torah. That is what this Pasuk here says. Hashem is a tzaddik and he is a yashar. He doesn't need your haskama. That's what the Unkelis says. Rashi disagrees. Rashi says tzaddik v'yashar means every single Jew, every single human being in this world will take out the Sefer Torah, and on the blank parchment in the beginning of the Sefer Torah, they're all going to write haskamas for Hashem's Torah. And indeed, everything that it says in the Torah is taka tzaddik v'yashar. Man is the one that's going to make that declaration. Unkelis says, no way. Man, Hashem doesn't need you to give him a haskama. This is a fact. This is the way it is. So you take out of this pasuk over here, we take out that that appears to really be the only difference between Rashi and the Unkelus. They both appear to agree that the word tsur here means the Ribbono Shel Olam appears to be very harsh when he punishes. Yet we acknowledge Tamim. He has not gone overboard. And Ki Chol Drach of Mishpat. And what about the tzaddikim? The tzaddikim who die and they have not received reward? You're right, it's a good question. For that, the response is Kel Emuna. We have faith that in the next world the tzaddikim will get they'll get their reward. What about the wicked people who in this world prosper and they're not punished? We declare Ve'ein Ovel. Hashem is paying off their reward in this world in order they should get nothing in the next world. And Tzadik V'yashar Hu, Machloikis, Rashi and Unkelus. Rashi, every single human being will open up the Sefer Torah to the beginning where the blank parchment is and write a Haskama. Unkelus says, Hashem doesn't need your Haskama, excuse me. Don't write graffiti in a Sefer Torah. He doesn't need you. Leave it blank. It's a fact that Hashem is Tzadik V'yashar. Okay, we learned today 4 psukim. I think we learned a lot. A lot of chidushim, Rashi and Unkelus. They really, I think together, they bring everything out. And everybody said, tomorrow I'm not going to be here. I will not be here tomorrow. I have to go away tomorrow. I have to do some volunteer work for Torah anytime. So either, I'll let you know, I'll send you out a text. Either Rabbi Maevsky will give the shiur, or someone else, or there won't be a shiur. Whatever will be. So I'll let you all know. I'll send out a text tomorrow in the afternoon letting you know what the plan is for tomorrow, those who want to come. But I will not be able to be here tomorrow afternoon. I apologize. I can't get out of this. I have a duty. I have a duty to Mayor Summers, my friend, Mayor Summers. It's already time. And so we'll pick it up. We'll pick it up, Mirtz Hashem, on Wednesday. Thank you for joining me.
Rabbi Maevsky was here early.
I know. He probably had to go.